Hi, hello everyone, hello. Glory to God, glory to God. Praise his holy name. Welcome, welcome, welcome on the call. Welcome. Glory to his name, oh God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I thank you, 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 I thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank every single person that's online or calling in to participate in the fast today. I just want to thank you guys. Today we come here, we come to break fast. We've been fasting since Monday, and today is the last day of the fast. Financial breakthrough, supernatural financial breakthrough. And before we do anything else, we are going to welcome the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. As you know, the prayer will be... Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, the prayer will be online. As soon as my husband get ready to put it up, I'll do the email. I'll text you guys, let you know when it's up. So anyone that's not able to listen in, you will be able to listen on, you know, your own time. So today we will just pray and invite the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you right now. We thank you that you are in this place. We thank you that you lead us and you guide us into all truth. We thank you that Jesus Christ died and he left you. He sends you back here to us. And because of that, we know all things through you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that the anointing of the Holy Spirit breaks every yoke of bondage. We thank you that there's nothing that the enemy can do or would try to do to us, Lord God. Because you overcome and you gave us the keys to all the enemy's plans. So the enemy has no power. And as we come today to break bread with each other, Lord God, I thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Now hide me now behind the cross. And you come forth and let yourself be glorified through me, through your people. Once again, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Watch over my mouth. Watch over our mouth. Every single person that we will walk decently and in order, Lord God, as we pray today, let the fire of the Holy Spirit come down and ignite and charge this place. Let us leave here. Let us never be the same. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you. 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 I am a Karama. I am a Shuhina Makaya Baba. Hide myself, O God. Hide myself, O God. Let you come forth, God Almighty. Let you come forth, God. That you may be glorified. The word of God, the clear. If you pray in the spirit, and if there is no interpretation, there is no interpretation. There is no interpretation. We are building ourselves up. So today, Lord God, as we come with one accord today, God. La da 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 ba. La da 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 ba ka. I pray that the fire of God will come down and touch your children, God. Under the sound of my voice, God. The changes will go over the airways today, God. And the atmosphere will be charged with your presence. Oh God, I thank you. Oh God, I worship you. Oh, Lord God, I praise you. Oh, Lord God, I worship you. Oh, Lord God, I praise you. Hallelujah. I would love for us today. I would love for us today to not be muted, and that we could all come in one accord. That we could all come in one accord and hear what the Holy Spirit have to say and come together and pray. Not to move pots and pans, not to be disruptive, but my God, to hear from the Spirit of the living God. To hear from the Spirit. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, Almighty God. Kola ma kola ba ba ba. Palango. Mute. Kala do jokuta ba 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 ba. Kala mo chotura la basi. Kora ma 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 kore la ba 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 ba. Yere la la busita. Orama. Oramamaki. Oramakaya Musi. Oramako Yamashate. In the name of Jesus. 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 Mabalobuko. Imaramakusha Malabakaya. In the name of Jesus. Take her off. Take her off. Mama, Mama. Take her off. Mama, Mama. Oh, Mama, Mama. Shato, Mama, Basata. This one here. Take that off. Take this one. Mama, yeah, take her off. Mama, Mama. Oh, Mama, Kaya. Oh, Mama, Kaya. Oh, Mama. I am a little Korea Mama Mara. Jemasto Korea Mama Rama. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you worship. Father, I give you praise and worship. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice. Let us all rejoice. Let us all rejoice. And be glad in it. Do not put me on hold, okay? Ramastoko. In the name of Jesus. Welcome everyone on the call today. Welcome on the call today. Welcome on the call today. Welcome on the call today. Right now we have, I believe it was five different days, but we were under like four different, let me get here, and just to be precise, the Spirit of God will run after us and overshadow us. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll rejoice and be glad. Today I come and I break financial curse, every generational curse that the enemy Malabashi Tela Masata Kora Makalaba Ramasotolama. Oh, Malama Koshta. Take it off. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just take the couple of them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just take off. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Ramakosa Malarevo Sata. Oh, Ramakota Basandira. Satan is a liar. He's a liar. Ain't no matter what he try to do, he's already defeated. And I pray to God that you guys are hearing me, because I was just told that no one could hear me. So I want you to know.
Hear you.
You could hear me. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God.
Perfect. You can hear.
Can you hear? Praise God.
Yes, I can hear you. You were muted for several minutes, so I couldn't hear you for a while.
Okay.
So I can hear you now, though.
Okay, good. Good.
I can hear you now.
Good.
The devil is a liar.
Good. Well, we're going to go right back over. And what I'm saying is, right now, we're going to get breakthrough. And when we're going to get breakthrough, this is what happens. When you are set up for breakthrough, you will have all kind of confusion. And I want you to know, people, we need to know when the enemy starts striking, that we do not faint. We do not waver. We stand and we guard our belly, because that is when we know the things are being changed in the atmosphere. Jesus died and he gave us the key to the kingdom. There is nothing that the enemy can do to us that Jesus hasn't already taken care of. So we can stand boldly. And we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And we can declare and we can seek mercy in every time of need. It doesn't matter what it may look like. It doesn't matter what it may smell like. It does not really matter. Jesus took care of that. And under the anointing of my mouth that has been anointed by the Holy Spirit, and out of my belly that flow rivers of living water, I come to you today, not under my voice, not under my sound, but by the sound of the Holy Spirit, that out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. And out of your belly will flow rivers of living water today. And out of your belly will attract finances. Supernatural wealth will be transferred today. I bind every spirit of poverty. I break every curse of the enemy that would want to come up and touch your finances, touching your generation finances. First of all, we back up and we say, if we have sinned in any shape, size, or form, we repent and we ask you, Lord God, to cover us with the blood from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. That way we are cleansed, we are clean, and the enemy has no power to touch. But all that said, we come and we stand strategically in the heavens, and we declare that Satan is under our feet. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of all stronghold. Hallelujah. We are armed and we are dangerous. I will read something to you. I will read something to you. The Bible tells us that the curse does not come without a cause. Every time the curse comes, it comes to take you backward and not leading you forward. That's a lie. Finances is given to us by the Father God in heaven. The word of God declare, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the word of God, the mouth of God. So today we come and we speak God's word out of our belly. And we command every curse, every generational curse. Poverty is broken under our feet. We walk in abundance. The word of God declared, faith is a spirit. So we declare this faith over us right now. The spirit of God goes forth out of our loins to attract and to attack. We come today because we are armed and we are dangerous. No matter what plan the enemy have, he has lost. Luke 6:38 says, everything that the Father have is ours. It says, give and it shall be given. I'm going to read it. I'm opening up the word of God. I mean, I feel the fire of God coming through my mouth, my fingers, my hands. Don't mess with me, devil. Don't mess with me. I'm not something to reckon with. And you know what? Given it shall be given unto you, good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall man put into your bosom. That simple mean money gonna come from all side of the angle. That simple mean whatever you touch is gonna be blessed. That simple mean Deuteronomy 28 is gonna be established in your life. You're gonna be blessed in the city. You're gonna be blessed in the field. You're gonna be blessed going out and blessed coming in. Every curse has been broken. Can you hear me? The wealth of the sinner has been laid up for you to judge. Glory my soul to Rabba. Remongalara masetorini. The word said in Genesis 1. The word said in Genesis 1. The word said in Genesis 1, verse 28. There can't be no curse on us. When Jesus died on the cross for us. So now, because we are blessed in the field, Jesus blessed us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he said, he will multiply. And he wants you to replenish the earth. That's not a curse. Subdue is not a curse. Having dominion over all things is not a curse. Even the fowl of the air, everything that moveth. That simply means when you go out for job interviews, you're supposed to get jobs. That simply means when you have businesses, your business is supposed to flourish. It is not supposed to be a curse. Galatians 3:13, la busta, marama. Galatians 3:13, the curse. Galatians 3, verse teaching. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The curse. One of the curse is financial curse. Poverty is a curse. Are you hearing me now? Jesus, he died on the cross. Listen to me. Put your hand on your belly. He said, curse is everyone that hang on a tree. He went on the cross for you. That the blessings of Abraham, you may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Push your hand on your belly right now in the name that is above every single name. Curse now. I break your back. I break your feet now. Put your hand up in the air and say thank you now. Every single curse, I want you to say thank you now, thank you now, thank you now, thank you now. Every single curse has been broken. Go ahead and say it right now. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
I want you to say right now. Every curse has been broken.
Every curse
has been broken.
Has been broken. Has been broken.
And now, I walk in abundant living.
In abundant life.
In abundant life.
In abundant life.
In abundant life.
Spirit of the living God.
Touch my body now.
Touch my body now. Touch my hands now.
Touch my hands now.
My eyes.
My
feet.
My feet.
My body.
My body.
I want you to say, anyone on the line right now that having a problem with their stomach, the fire of God is touching your stomach right now. I want you to release your belly to the Holy Spirit right now. Any kind of nervous condition right now. I see that one right now with nervousness in the belly. And I command the flow of the Holy Ghost to flow right now. Put your hand on your head, move your hand from your head, your belly, and put it on your head right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There it go, there it go, there it go, there it go. Fire! Healing is the children's bread. And you heat now the spirit of healing, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I give you thanks. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you worship. 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 I thank you that you have created wealth and you give us the information to get wealth. I thank you, Father God, that we are joined here with you, Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we can declare that we are delivered. We are translated today from lack and limitation to abundant living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
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 And amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we flow in abundant living, that everything that we have is touched. Our car is touched, our homes are touched, our jobs are touched, our business are touched. Every single thing that we touch is touched. Heaven declare abundance.
Glory
to God,
glory.
Glory. Abundance, 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 abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. Abundant living, abundant living, abundant joy, abundant glory, abundant joy, abundant friendship, abundant life, abundant, abundant, abundant. home release, financial situation release, money coming after us, run after us, overshadow us, abundance now, Nicola, in the name of Jesus, speak it out of your mouth, declare it now, declare abundant living now, declare it now. Hallelujah. 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 Open up the floodgates, God. Open up the floodgates, God. Touch businesses, God. Business operation, release business, release books, release witty invention, release it now. Oh, my witty invention, understanding of wisdom and knowledge, supernatural wisdom, supernatural understanding. Witty inventions, la boquita, umashatola baba. International business. Business from the east, business from the west, business from the north and the south. Everywhere you go, your basket will be filled, running over, not going under. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and worship. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanks. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we thank you. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we thank you. There is no good things. There is no good things. We got freedom in the spirit. Glory to God. Financial freedom in the spirit. Who the sun set free. Open up the reservoir, oh God. Open up the reservoir, oh God. Let it flow now. Supernatural floodgates. I declare and I decree now. Money coming. Supernatural wisdom. Understanding. Business adventures, remove every stumbling blocks. Yeah, no. Thank you, Jesus. Today, I tried to send out something, but some of it didn't want to go out. What happened is, there's a lady on Facebook that I minister to. The Holy Spirit have me prayed for her, for doors to be open, and for her to walk through the doors, and the ones that need to be closed, that it will be closed. And today when I go to check and just to release some information on Facebook, there she was. And I noticed that she said, Miss Ruth, and I'm like, oh my God. She got a big time breakthrough. She's doing some stuff in business. And God has opened up the floodgates. Our God is a supernatural God. And all you had to do is to believe. The word of God says he will do nothing. The Father will do nothing unless he show it to the prophet. I don't go around calling myself names. But when he first wanted me to go out in the ministry and to do what he wanted me to do, he said, he called me Prophetess Ruth. And I'm like, okay, all right, all right. Ever since I've been a child, I was able to see and hear things. And you know what? He give us these gifts for the body of Christ. To help his people. to help his people. To help his people.
Thank you.
He gives us gifts to help. La de kina na ye. Let me read what it says in Amos 3. Maya mahitaya mokira maye. Amos 3. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke. Amos 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord will do nothing but reveal it his secrets unto his servants the prophets. Now, you know, ladies are prophetess, the male is prophets. So you could, you know, take it any how you want to take it. God has put in the body of Christ the fivefold ministry. And when you go to Ephesians 4, it is there. The fivefold ministry. And you got to find a ministry that you can participate in. Somebody that you could work with. Because you see, Jesus trained and he released his disciples to go forth and to bring things to pass and to minister to people and to heal the sick. And that is what we are all called to do. So here we go. We have apostles. We have prophets. We have evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints. We were called for our brother's keepers. And that's why I'm here. That's why you are here. And that's why you're over there. Wherever you're located, you're called for your brother's keepers. So we come together today to break bread and to declare, to let the enemy know, we have what we say. We have what we say. The enemy is no match for us. We are delivered and we are set free in the name of Jesus. Today, Tricia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I want you to release, well, transfer. I want you to do what you're going to be doing. And then after that, we're going to do our communion. And then I'm going to declare, I am going to make the decree, and I'm going to declare over us. And then we will call it a day. So go ahead, Trish.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Lord, 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 thank you so much, Lord. I just wanna give honor to God, number one, first and foremost. He is our King. And we are royalty. And because we are royal, we have a palace, because God said that we are his children, so that means we are royal. And so today I'm going to be focusing on, I wanted to focus on the story of Joseph, you know. I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the fact of our wealth transfer, and to talk about the fact of how, you know, God really put us all in each other's path and each other's lives for a reason, that we are on this path not by accident, but we have come to this path at a time that we may need it the most. We are blessed to be a blessing.
Jesus.
That is why we are here. God called us.
Jesus.
God called us all from our mother's womb before we even were.
Jesus.
Before they even knew who we were.
Hallelujah.
God already knew us. Okay? And since God already knew us, that means that he already took care of us.
Hallelujah.
He already knows. So today we want to, you know, we release a wealth transfer in our lives. God has given us the ability as humans to place our trust in him.
Hallelujah.
So that he can
that we can provide for our own needs. He wants us to work, right? So that we can, because it says in Genesis that by the sweat of our brow that we shall eat, right? So just because he wants us to work doesn't mean that we should not depend on him. Although we work, we must know that God is our source. And from him all things.
Hallelujah.
We must depend on him.
Hallelujah.
He wants us to depend on him.
Hallelujah.
He will take care of us. The same promises that he made to all of the greats in the Bible.
Jesus, Jesus.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Solomon, Malachi, all of the various great people in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
If he could make those promises to them and take care of them.
Hallelujah.
And his word says that he is no respecter of persons.
Hallelujah.
He made us that he will take care of us.
Hallelujah.
So it's the same, the Bible said, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
So wealth transfer is ours.
Hallelujah.
Right? When you get a transfer into your account, when you get a transfer into your account or a direct deposit into your account, aren't you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Money came. Well, we got a wealth transfer that's already there. We just
Hallelujah. We just
got to receive it. We have to believe that it is already ours.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Jesus.
We can't just say, oh, well, maybe it's going to come. No, it's ours already.
Hallelujah.
Ours already. Look how many people was waiting for stimulus to hit their bank account. Well, in God, you got to worry about stimulus because we've already, God has already stimulated our finances from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Okay? So wealth transfer is ours in Jesus' name. So we must seek God and we must ask him not only to supply our needs.
Hallelujah.
But also to help us.
Hallelujah.
Be wise with the supplication in which he has given us.
Jesus.
I was just thinking about this the other day. You know, it's so funny that Pastor sent out the, on day four, Pastor had sent out the information, and Joseph was in there. And I had just talked about it the other day to someone and was letting them know, oh my goodness, how Joseph had told the Pharaoh about what the dreams that the Pharaoh was having and that he had interpreted it.
Hallelujah.
About 7 years of abundance and the 7 years of lack in the land. And it was so ironic to me that, oh my gosh, now look at what we're reading. We're reading about that whole story. You know, God will give us information before we even see it. Because he wants us to know, he wants us to see that there is confirmation in what we thought of and then what we get right in front of us.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh. It's not a coincidence.
Hallelujah.
Confirmation. There's a reason why there was 7 years of abundance and 7 years of lack. And in the land,
Jesus,
there was, the Pharaoh was saying to himself, oh my goodness, this person is
Joseph.
He come from a whole different land. He's not even Egyptian.
Jesus.
Comes here, and he has this information, and I want to listen to him because I believe he is hearing from God.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, he promoted Joseph immediately.
Hallelujah.
To be able to help him through these times because the Pharaoh knew and could tell that this was important, that this person knew something. And you know what, people? Let me tell you something, God's people. When someone has an idea or a vision, right? And God puts, and a leader sees that in them, and God uses them, it is important that people know that, listen, just because you have an idea, when someone sees that you have an idea, that's great, but when God gives you an idea, he put the whole blueprint in your heart and in your mind. So even if somebody runs with your idea, they are not you.
Amen.
So don't be afraid to share your ideas, and God is working with me in that, because they do not, they may have your ideas, but it takes a good leader to see that when someone brings you an idea, let them help you to cultivate it, because they have it within their heart. They have it, it is a part of them, let them help you. And that's what the Pharaoh did. The Pharaoh let Joseph help him, because he see that this person has this information.
Hallelujah.
Why just take it and run with it? Let me let this person help me.
Jesus.
Because they may see something that I don't see. They may have one part, and I think I can run with it, but I don't have the full story.
Jesus.
So I need this person. So it was wise of him to work with him in this way. Now, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brother. He went from being a prisoner of slavery to being a prince, to being someone that was put into a position with such power. He was cast away, living in horrible conditions. And now he became one of the most powerful people of his time in Egypt. Why? Because God put him that way. God put him there. God gives us opportunities, not because of ourselves and for our own motives and for our own needs.
Mm.
Yes, we are to be abundant, but God puts us into places so that we can be blessed to be a blessing, so that we can have Esther connections, so that we can be used for such a time as this. Not to just look pretty, which is great, but to take what he is, God-given gift that he has given to us, to be able to touch lives, to reach out to the masses, to be able to break the yoke of bondage off of people's lives so that people can know that they are more than their circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Don't look at what it looks like today. What it looks like today may not look beautiful and pretty, but what God has in store for you is beyond what your mind can even understand.
Hallelujah.
And because he said this, he made these promises. Although we have so many scriptures that we have looked at in these past few days, this story is what I just hold on to so much, this story in Genesis 41, just because I feel like, you know, I feel connected to it. I feel connected to it because I think maybe because of the fact that my mom growing up has had some similar situations in her life, and I've always heard of her talk about this story. But it just made me just think about the fact of how God took him from really nothing and promoted him to something. And that he took what God did for him, and he didn't just sit on it, and he didn't just use it for his own self, but he used it to help others. Not only was he able to help the people of Egypt, but because of the fact that he knew that there was going to be famine, and they saved and they prepared for this. They saved and prepared the pandemics of their time, the famine, the lack of food of their time, the lack of resources of their time, like things that we experience now. He told them to get prepared, put stuff aside, and get ready.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? Other nations had to come and get help from them because they were already ready and prepared.
Hallelujah.
When God calls you in an area, you are placed in a position to help.
Hallelujah.
And if he asks you to help the king or the queen or the pharaoh of that time or the person of influence, you could very well be embarking on your own Joseph anointing or your own connection. And God will open the door.
Mm.
And he will use you if you listen and if you obey and if you act.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for our wealth transfer in Jesus' name. And God's people, listen, I want us to say this. I want us to say this together.
Hallelujah.
Over our finances. I want you to get your pocketbook if you don't have it near you. I'm going to give you a moment. Get your pocketbook. Get your wallet. Go get it. Give you a few moments so that we can get our pocketbooks and our wallet. This is what I feel in my heart and feel led to do. Get your pocketbooks and your wallets. Husbands and wives, if you're on the phone together, in a moment, get next to each other. If you don't have a husband or a wife, that's okay, because Jesus has got that covered, because he got you until then. But in the meantime, get your pocketbook, get your wallet, get your checkbook, whatever it is that is part of your financial stream, go grab it. We are storming heaven together. When you have it, say amen.
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 We're going to say together, hold it up to the heavens. Hold your financial stream to the heavens. And we say money.
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 Money. Everyone, money.
Money.
Money. Cometh.
Two.
Two.
Me.
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 Now.
Now.
Now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much for allowing me to speak and to share with you all today. I will pass this back over to Pastor Ruth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Imani, are you ready?
I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay. Praise God. Okay, well, go ahead, honey.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to say this is something for me. I want to say Sister Ruth, just for being Sister Ruth. I just want to thank everybody for being a part of this, and I'm always appreciative. And while Trish was speaking and she brought up Joseph, I said almost the exact words yesterday about Joseph and the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine, how we have to prepare. I was speaking to one of my great nephews, and it was just so funny that she was teaching on that. And what came in my spirit was Ephesians 3:20 of what we ask God for, what we desire. And I know that he goes exceedingly abundantly above whatever we could even ask or think. So whatever desires we have in our hearts, I know that God supersedes that. It's like he just supercharges it. So with that said, I'm going to commence with Holy Communion. If everyone have brought the elements with them, bread or cracker and grape juice representing Jesus' body and his blood, and to come together with that, knowing that it is an honor and it is just a blessing to be able to remember what he did for us while we were yet in sin, how his body and his blood was sacrificed for our total redemption. So if everyone has their elements available, I'm going to speak from Matthew. Chapter 26, and starting at verse 20. And it reads, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and he broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, take eat, this is my body. So if you have your bread or cracker, this symbolizes, it's not just what we see, a piece of bread or a cracker. This symbolizes our Savior's body that was beaten and bombed and tortured on the cross to receive everything that we deserve. He took in our place. So let us receive this bread knowing that everything that he took, we receive a blessing. He took everything in his body, sickness and disease. He took all the pain and suffering, even the mental anguish in his body, that we may have an abundant life. So receive your bread.
Amen.
And then he took the cup, and he gave thanks again. And he gave it, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. His blood, yoke-destroying and burden-removing, covers our lives, covers our families just covered everything, that we are in his eternal protection while we're here on this earth. So receive his blood and know that it has his power that's with us that covers us daily. And we thank him for this privilege to remember what he did. And it is such a gift to know that our Savior yet lives and we live through him. And I just want to thank everybody in regards to being in this corporate fast. I mean, I always get excited when Sister Ruth says we're going to fast. It's like exciting to me because I know that God has something specially planned for us. When we can quiet ourselves and get with him, really get with him, and really get with his word.
Jesus.
So thank you all again, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Imani. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your body. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. I am clean because of your body. I am washed clean because of your blood. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Abusare. I can rejoice today at this moment. I am washed clean in the blood. I'm washed clean because of you, Jesus. I'm washed clean because of you, Lord God Almighty. Heaven declare the glory of God. And I can scream that I am free to worship him in spirit and in truth. I come now to make a declaration. I come now to decree and to declare in the name of Jesus over your life, because we were fasting this week and because we have broken the back of the enemy, the ear wave have been charged, supernatural finances have been released. We can say we are free. Whatever the Father have in store for us, we have it. We not only have that, we have abundant life. We are called to be free. Our finances is free. No more financial ruin. We are no longer bound by our circumstances. Nothing will block us in the mighty name of Jesus. We have all of God's resources. When he said heaven, when he speak in the darkness between him and his son and the spirit of them, he said, let there be light, and effective immediately there was light. So we see light coming. Jesus spoke, we see light coming. The Father and the Son come together by the Spirit. Now, we see the light of God upon our life when we come together as one, according to John 17. Jesus said, I'm going to leave, but when I leave, not only the Comforter going to come, but I'm going to declare, Father God, that I lose none of them. And I am going to let them be as one. I'm paraphrasing this now. I'm going to let them be as one as we are one in the Spirit. So, all of us that was in fast, we come together this week. I think it was about 26 of us. We come together this week and we declare that money coming. We declare that the enemy has no power. We declare that our supernatural floodgates are open. And we now lift up our pocketbooks based on our instructions by Tricia. And our instruction was money cometh to us. We declare that we are delivered and set free based on Imani by the blood of Jesus Christ and by Jesus going on the cross and dying for us. So we can declare today, hallelujah, woo, mama, koshi sabo. We can declare Solomon's anointing upon our lives. That when this money comes in and when this wealth come in, we will succeed. Mm-hmm. Prosperity will be on our life, in our life, on our doorstep, top of our house, in our cars, everywhere we go. We will prosper. We will not go one more day without lack. Solomon anointing will be on our life. We will be able to manage all resources that God has given to us in the name of Jesus. Father God, wisdom will run after us in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare Solomon anointing upon us. Isaac anointment, strategic information will come upon us where we'll be able, when our money comes in, we'll be able to know to invest right in the kingdom of God. Invest into God's people that we will not store up nothing. We will give and it shall be given back to us. Lord God Almighty, we see the end time and we know what's happening. So in the name of Jesus, not only Solomon, but Isaac, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Cyprus anointing, financial articulation going forth right now, Father God. Solomon anointing, Isaac, Cyprus, Samuel for obedience, that if the Father said, give to anyone that you see in need, you give. Run after us, Lord God. Father, divine favor. Man will put into our bosoms. Kingdom will shake because we will get strategies from you. We'll get strategic information. I declare and declare that. Declaration is going out, Father God, that Esther, you remember when we fast about Esther? Oh, Esther went into the kingdom and Esther become queen. Father God's strategy, oh my God, strategic planning. We know how to plan strategically. We know how to walk by faith and not by sight. That we will go in and we will take over governmental resources. We will be able to know, Father God, by the anointing of Daniel, it runs after us. What a life we live. What a joyful moment. We declare it now. We declare it's done now. We said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree a thing and we declare it in the atmosphere. We declare it in the atmosphere. We will walk in excellence. We will walk in excellence. We will walk in integrity. Oh God Almighty, we read about Joseph. We read about Joseph. Joseph, the anointing of Joseph for business, economic leadership and strategies. Yes, God. No. Run after us, overshadow us, run after us. I decree and I declare it now. I declare and I declare it now over our lives. Joshua, the anointing of Joshua, prosperity. We get secrets of the unknown from the Holy Spirit. That when the enemy try to come in to touch our finances, we know how to use our finger. We know how to use our finger for spiritual warfare. Yes. You have taught us how to war in the name of Jesus. We pray, we release it now. In the name of Jesus. Father, you know, when we read the Bible, when the matriarch, we get ready to die and come home to you, Father, they always release a blessing upon their children. Father God, we are here for you. You give us the anointing to get wealth. Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. It will make you get wealth. I release the spirit of Joshua and Abraham upon your people. Upon your people. Upon your people. Every territory that we go in, Father. If it have anything to do with finances, we control it. Real estates, we control it. Anything, any liquidations, we control it. Any generational curse that's on our life, it's broken, and we control everything. The Moses anointing, yes, for leadership. Open up the windows, oh God. Father God, we're talking about finances. Restore everything to us. You remember Nehemiah? The restorer of the breach, you remember him? He was a renovator. Father God, teach us now. Teach us now, Father. Teach us now, Father, how we going to be able to balance our checkbook. How we going to be able to have enough, Father, that we don't have to worry about nothing. Everything will run after us, overshadow us, overtake us now. Now, now, now. Technology, if we don't know anything about technology, oh my God, Uzziah. Domakoshisi makunanam. Father, we don't know how to pray. We don't know how to discern. The Esther anointing is on upon us. The Hezekiah anointing is upon us. That we may be able to know the right time of the season. We need to worship you and praise. Release David anointing upon us. We break all curse, and now we are free to move in the cockpit. We are free to take back what the enemy has stolen. We are free to dismantle the enemy. We are free. We are empowered for greatness. We have divine, supernatural wealth. Everything that we place our hand to is blessed. Assign the angels now, oh God, divine angels to escort us right now in the supernatural boundaries. Let us be people of influence, Lord God Almighty. Father God, I praise you. Father God, I thank you. Father God, we thank you for the Jabez anointing. The other day we talked about Jabez. Territorial spirits go forth and bring them into us. Bringing everything out of the territory that we're supposed to have. Bring everything from the east, the west, the north, and the south. We are the head and not the tail. Always going over and not under. Always abounding and abiding to every good works. Lord God Almighty. Ay, 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 yeah, hey, hey, hey. Ay, 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 hey, 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 ha, ha. Land and houses and everything belong to us. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. The enemy cannot stand in front of us. The enemy bow. They must bow. We use our foot and they becomes... We use them. We are their footmobile and we trample on their head. Amen. They have no power. They have no authority over us. We are designed for kingdom building. We are supernaturally charged. We are designed for greatness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we praise you. There is nothing that you would withhold from us. And as we pray today, Father, I thank you that the floodgates are open. And we take back what the enemy has stolen from us. Stolen from us. That Jesus unleashed to us. We are movers. And we are shakers. And we demand the enemy to flee. We command the enemy to back up and take his filthy, dirty hands off our finances, off our pocketbook, off our checkbooks, off our wallets, out of our bank books, even the banking institution that we are associate with will flourish. If they're in any kind of shady business, we will take our stuff out and bring it to somewhere that we can trust. We are the Zion for God's kingdom. The kingdom of God suffer violence, and we, the violent, take it by force. Father, I will now read back to you Matthew 16:18. And I thank you, Father, for the keys that you have given to us. Because we know whatsoever we bind on earth, it is bound in heaven. And we know that whatsoever we loosed on earth is loose in the heaven. So today, under the sound of my voice, we are free to roam the cockpit of earth. We are free to walk in abundance. We are free to clear. There is no lack. We are free to declare that we will lend and not borrow.
Hallelujah.
We are free to declare. We are not subject to the lender. We are not subject, right? We're not. Why? Because we're not going to go out and borrow anything. We now becomes the lender and not the borrower. We can stand all, we could pull our stomach in, and we can declare that we are free. Money cometh. Money runs after us. We are free. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have taken the sins of the world. Hallelujah. We are free. And we praise you, let everything that I've breathed praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, if you have a testimony, anything pertaining to the fast, you can give a testimony. You could go right ahead, and after that, I will take some prayer requests that I would pray on my quiet time sometime today. So if you have any praise report, you could go right ahead.
Hey, I just want to say that I just wanted to check on something that I bought a long time ago. But as time went on, I did not really pay attention. So 2 years passed, that is way 100 or odd days that we have, that I would have to return the item. And I just occurred to me that I should call.
I'm well, how are you? And I surprised. They said you can get back the money, which was like almost $300. As I said, I was just praising the Lord. Thank the Lord.
So you got your money back?
They said they're putting it in their account, yeah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I thank God. This is Brother Daniel. I thank God for everything he has done for me in my entire life, for his protection. And I've been out of car for quite some time, you know, for several months. I had a car, but it was a dead body. It was in the parking lot. But then I've been catching a bus, and I don't use to catch a bus. Sometimes I go by my feet, and sometimes God sends his, you know, his children to my way to give me a wife. And but not too long ago, I just, you know, just like that, I just my brother called. I said, I called for white everywhere. I don't get no white. And from there, he said, where are you? I said, I'm location. He said, okay, I'm come and get you. So when he come over, picking me up, and he take me to my destination. After that, he took me by his house, and he said, I have a car for you. This car is belong to you.
Amen.
And
Thank you, Jesus.
I am not by my feet.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for that, for his blessing. And I know my Father, the God I know, the God I believe. And the same way he gives me the car, and I know he will turn my house back to me. And I'm just continually waiting on him. And I believe everything will be done in his name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Praise God. Praise God. All right, nobody else? Well, I just want to say thank God for his blessings. He's been blessing me, so I just want to thank him for every good thing that he has opened up for me and all the doors that he has opened. And the doors that need to be shut is already shut. And the ones that need to be open, I will walk right through them. I give God thanks and I give God praise. I give God praise and I give him thanks. He is worthy to be praised, and if it's not for him, I don't know where would I be today. So today, I can thank him for every good thing and every door that he has opened for me, because he has opened so much. Even this week, he has opened so much. So I just want to give him thanks and I want to give him praise. Now, anybody have any praise prayer report or prayer that I want me to pray? Because I'm not going to pray right now. I'll pray in Dana. Okay. Who? Okay, go ahead. Give me your name. Prayer. Nobody? Okay. All righty.
I'm Pastor Ruth. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. One at a time. Go ahead.
The other person can go first.
Okay.
Okay. I have a prayer report. I have been going through a situation on my job where I'm getting right up. And I was really concerned that my boss really wanted to fire me. And the Lord opened up the door in the midst of the company. And I just left it in the hands of God. I was like, if I get laid off or fired, that's fine. I go home, collect unemployment, and relax and lose what I'm there to. But God opened another door. I got promoted to another position. So time. What the devil meant to do, well, God turned to good. I've been in the company for 1 year, been promoted twice. And the enemy had me up here in this company as a purpose. I'm here for a reason. And I know that purpose. And what the devil meant, who God blessed, no man cursed. And what the pressure that I had, it was so bad to the point I had panic attack, and I ended up in the hospital. But I kept on. I said, I don't care what the enemy may try to do, but he can't win. And I stood my ground, and I prayed, Missy, and prayed for me several times. Mommy's out calling her crying. But I give God glory. Because the presence of the Lord, no matter what the enemy does, the Spirit of God is always take triumph over the enemy.
Amen.
When we stand, even when we don't know what to do, even when we don't know what to say, God sees our tears, and He will avenge.
And He taught me something through this. He
taught me how to fight, how to let Him fight my battle.
I've learned
through this process and through this trial that He will
avenge.
God bless.
God bless you. Did you get a raise?
I'm about to negotiate.
Shakora Baramana Shekunimaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And it all happened this week. Ain't that something? The enemy want to take, but God said, nah. We gonna go through financial things this week, and we gonna take it down. And we doing it. We doing it. We are powerful people. Don't listen to what anybody has to say. If you going into a building and they not meeting your needs, it's time for you to get out. Time for you to get out and go someplace. Go to your house. Might as well sit in your house and talk to God in your house. Cause you know what? God is real. What is all of that for? God is real. Okay? Let me have to mute y'all now. God is real. I'm here to tell you. Don't play with Jesus. Don't play with the Holy Ghost. Don't play with God. All three of them is one. And He is serious. He have already blessed us. All you got to do is to speak the word. John 6:63, the words that I have spoken, Jesus said. They're not only words. They are spirit. Oh my God. Don't you not know that you are a spirit and you live in a body? Don't you not know you could speak life into your situation? Don't you not know that death and life is in the power of your tongue? Don't you not know this? Man, you better know it for yourself. Don't you not know you don't want to speak no curse over yourself? Curse is already on the tree for you. It may look dim and groom and green today, but I'ma tell you, hold on, mama. Hold on, papa, sister, baby. Light is at the end of the tunnel. Don't you not know this?
Amen.
Don't you not know this?
Amen.
Do I have to continue reminding you? Take the word out and read yourself. You may not be able to go over all the scriptures, but take them out of the scriptures that we did this week on financial articulation. Take them out one at a time and look them over. Get up every morning and look at least one of them over and say, devil, I remind you on this day, document your time that you did previously, like on Monday. If you don't even have the exact time, just give them the date. Give them the date. Say July 27, 2020. All curse was lifted. And then you go over July 28, 2020.
Wow.
I was praising God. Then you go over to July 29th. I started making a decree. Then you go over to July. That's what you got to do. And then you end up on to today, July 31st, where you say, man, I walk in the declaration of the Spirit. And I am anointed and appointed for such a time as this. I got an Esther connection. I have one night with the King. Who is my King? The King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God Almighty. Hey, watch you now. Watch now. Hey, it is all good. It is all good. I'm going to take your prayer request because I am getting off the phone because I have to go jump and I have to go praise God. So give me your prayer request. Hallelujah. None?
Pastor.
Okay, go ahead. I'm hearing.
Pastor Ruth?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I can't tell. Okay, this is Franny. I think for me, probably the number one prayer request is just for open doors.
Okay.
I'm in the midst of applying for a position. I'm still trying to strategically plan my business and narrow my niche and just kind of get some things underway. So really just preparing the clients, and I think more or less the strategic you know, the divine appointment, and like you said earlier, like the invention, perhaps not invention, but the wisdom to be able to know what to say, to be able to help other people.
Okay, yeah. Very good, very good, very good. What I want from you to do, what you just said, I want you to put it in a text and text it to me, because we are going to storm heaven about this. When I was talking about strategic invention, I had a feeling it was somebody who was inventing something. I didn't know who it was. I want you to put it in writing and text it to me, because I am going to stand in the gap with you, and you are going to get results.
Amen.
I don't know when, and I don't know how. I don't know how, I don't know when, but he'll do it again. He'll do it again. And I want you to put that song down, because it just come up in my spirit. I don't know when, and I don't know how, but the anointing of God is coming down right now. And I'm here to tell you, under the sound of my voice, he will do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't know when, and I don't know how, but he will. If you want a will moment today, anybody want a will moment, anyone is believing God to do it again, text me. Text me. Anything to do with invention, witty invention, anything to do with supernatural breakthrough. I am not talking about no little mediocre. I'm talking about what I'm just saying. You got to listen. Invention. Supernatural invention. Witty invention. Business adventure. Text me. Anybody else?
Hi. My name is Damara.
Damara, okay.
And I've been suffering with depression, anxiety lately, especially since this whole pandemic has happened. And also, I have a business venture that I've been stagnant on, pertaining to my company and my business, and everything has been going in the right movement right now for me.
Okay, so Damara, you have my telephone number?
The number that you text every morning?
Yes.
Yes, I have that.
Okay. All right, so what I want you to do what I just told Franny just now. I want you to I want you to text me with the information, and then we're going to pray, and then you'll get strategic results. Amen? You're going to text me. Franny's going to text me, so that's two. Okay. Anybody else?
I'm going to text you too.
Anybody else? This is for strategic.
I'm gonna text you, but it's recorded.
Yeah, but this is for. Do you have any kind of business venture?
No.
Okay, I'm talking about business venture. Anything else?
Yes.
Business venture.
Yes, okay. That's. I have some business ventures that have been in my heart for a while, and I am in the process of putting it all out there and figuring it out and seeing how it needs to flow and how God wants to use me in this process.
Okay. All right. So I want you to text me. I want you to text me.
And in agreement with me on that.
Okay. So I want you to text me. So that's three. So those are business venture. Okay. Anybody else with business venture?
Yes, Sister Ruth. I just texted you business venture.
Okay. All right. So Jennifer. Anybody else with business venture? That's it? Okay. All right. Nobody else. Now, Claudette. Okay. What am I supposed to be praying for now, baby? What you saying about prayer?
I texted to you. That's why I said I texted you.
Okay. All right. Text it. All right. Very good. Claudette. Okay. All right, so that's number, Claudette is number 5. All right, so 6 people is going to text me. I have 6 persons going to text. I got 5. Okay, so that's 5. I have 6.
And myself, Michelle.
Michelle, okay. So that's 6. Okay. Hallelujah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Ruth.
Yes.
We're supposed to have mine already, but I'll take it again.
Okay, so number 7. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right, so nobody else, right? I'm looking for those 7. I'm not.
Okay, so. And I'll text you mine.
Okay, 8.
To me about it. And I did already send it to you in a text.
Okay, 8. All righty.
With the invention.
Okay, all right, very good. All right, so what I'm going to do, these numbers. These
number eternity.
Okay, who's this now?
No, I just said that's the number of eternity, that there are 8 of us that are requesting.
Oh, really? Okay. I remember you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, eternity. Oh, my God. Okay, my love. Okay, okay. Woo, praise God. Okay, I'll just document that right here. Mm-hmm. I'll document that for him. Okay, my love. Hey, praise God, everybody. Praise God. It's been a pleasure. Supernatural pleasure and joy and that I can't even explain. I want you to know that once I get the release for our next fast, I will send it out. On what we will be fasting, on the subject, and what we will be fasting, and just let you know, at this time, I haven't heard anything yet from the Father, so maybe you might have something else in store. I don't know. But what I want to say today, the Esther fast that we had, go back over the Esther fast, look it over. I don't believe that we taped the Esther fast. I don't believe so. I'm not really sure. The fast that we had the previous to this one, go over and look it over. I believe that was the fast for Jabez. Look it over. And with this one, and combine all 3. I'm going to put it down here. I'm giving you the information about the Holy Spirit. The Esther fast. The Jabez fast. And this fast here today. Look them over. Look them over. Make a connection. Have the Holy Spirit speak to you. Take out your pencils and your paper. Leave it next to your bed or anywhere that you could start writing when he starts revealing things to you. You're going to get supernatural. It's like, I wouldn't say awake, like an awakening, but the Father is going to start talking. And you need to write down. You don't need to miss nothing. You need to write it down. So when it comes to pass, you could say, wow. You could go back and you could go check the date, the time, and the hour. Write it down. And God forbid you forget the time. But if you remember the date, just write it down. Don't get too caught up then. We're not here for rituals. It is so important that you find a body of people in God's kingdom who you can relate to or who can relate to you, and that we can make things happen together. We are in this together, and it's time for kingdom building. It is time for the body of Christ to shake the heavens and let it be declared on the earth. It is time, and the time is now. Hallelujah. Father, this day, all the declaration that we decree and we declare, I give them over in the spirit, and we watch them come to pass. I thank you guys for being on the call. I thank you guys for being fasting and praying. I thank you. Yes. God bless you all. I thank you for all the supernatural results that you're going to receive. I thank you for the next time that we will meet and all the testimonies that you're going to produce by the Holy Spirit. I thank you for being in my life. I thank you so much for being a part of the Holy Tabernacle. Because you see, we are all the Holy Tabernacle. We are all where God wants a tabernacle with. I remember when he called me and he said, I want you to open the church and I want you to call it the Holy Tabernacle. And I was like, wow. I remember when he used to every year that give us different times that we would meet and have different banquet, and he would give us the information for the Holy Tabernacle. And I'm like, wow. And then he revealed to me that I am the Holy Tabernacle. And he revealed to me that we are all the Holy Tabernacle. I'm like, wow. He may give us different names for different ministries, but I want you to know that the Holy Spirit tabernacle with you. I want you to know that the Father dwells and he lives and he reigns inside of you. I want you to know that there's an anointing that breaks every single yoke of bondage. I want you to know that you are free.
Amen.
You are free. You are free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
That's a solid word. Thank you. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, be set free. And I would now say, Shalom. Shalom. In Jesus' name, blessing going in and blessing going out. You are blessed to be a blessing. Thank you all for being on the call today. And thank you all for being on the Supernatural Fast. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may his face ever shine upon you. Give you supernatural wealth and supernatural peace. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Have a bless you. Bless you. Yeah, God bless you. Amen. 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 Amen.